ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for waiting. The Secretary-General has just completed a meeting with the Prime Minister of Slovenia. They'll go straight into questions, so if anyone would like to ask questions, just wait for me to signal to you and then ask your question.
I should say a few words. So just to say that I was very pleased to welcome Prime Minister Bajuk here this morning. Slovenia is a very notable member of the Partnership for Peace and the Membership Action Plan, and aspires to full membership of NATO. The Prime Minister has put his personal authority behind the Membership Action Plan and delivering the objectives of that plan in terms of defence reform, the investment in the armed forces, and the changes that are required to become full members of NATO. We've talked about that this morning. We've also talked about the general issues of security in the Balkan region, especially the forthcoming elections that will take place in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia at the weekend. Prime Minister has confirmed that Slovenia will be sending some extra police officers for the international police force in Kosovo, and I have strongly welcomed that because they are doing a superb job out there, and officers from Slovenia will be a very welcome addition to that force. The world looks on with great concern at Belgrade this coming weekend. We will be watching with great interest what happens, and I hope that people in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia will take the opportunity of grasping the democratic chance that is in front of them this weekend and vote in large numbers for democracy and for their own future, and do so in a positive and wholehearted way. Prime Minister Ewan?
Thank you very much. Only to confirm, indeed, we are delighted to be here and to make the statement that it is a political commitment and a great consensus, political consensus in Slovenia to join NATO in the future. We understand this to be a process in which actions have to be taken every day. We are preparing ourselves, and we hope that in the near future we will be part of this alliance, as it is our political desire and a consensus in the country itself. We are preparing all what we can. We are aware that there are obligations with it, and we are working very hard in renewing our armed forces and in preparing them to contribute in the international scene, as we are doing now in Kosovo and in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Good evening, it's Radio and Television Slovenia. I have a question for the Secretary General. Slovenia handled out today as the first aspirant country annual action plan. Does it mean, or may we understand that Slovenia is something closer than the other candidate countries to the full membership? And the second question for both of you, if elections in Serbia in Sunday doesn't give any concrete results which would lead towards the democracy, what would be the response of the West?
Well, let me say that I'm not going to produce any league table of NATO applicant members for you today. Slovenia has produced, as you say, its new annual program. It has been handed over a very, very sophisticated way in a CD-ROM this morning, and it'll be examined in great detail by everybody in here, and there will be another meeting of the Membership Action Plan with the government of Slovenia sometime in October, but all of the countries are being treated individually, and I don't draw comparisons at that time. In relation to the Yugoslav elections, well, they are unlikely to be free or fair because Milosevic is organizing them, and he has already manipulated the constitution for his own benefit.
Coming next Sunday, the people of Serbia will take the opportunity to make a clear statement for democracy and a rejection of what they have been living through up to date. Slovenia is following very closely the situation, and the only thing we can do at this time is to express our big hope that also for Serbia there will be a different tomorrow, and we pray and hope for that. Thank you.
Question from Slovenian Press Agency for Prime Minister. Could you please tell us, concerning the annual plan for the annual program for MAP, what are the most important tasks Slovenia has to do next year?
Essentially, this is a program in which our armed forces are getting ready, not only to perform as defense forces domestically, but also to serve in whatever spot it is will be called for outside our own borders. This is a key issue and a key difference to what we have been doing up to now, and we are extremely happy that is part of the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.